Studio 360.
When Stefan Rumbel was a kid growing up outside Paris in the 1980s, he was in need of some inspiration. His guitar teacher gave him a CD by a French Romani jazz player from the 1930s, Django Reinhardt.
I'd never heard music played like that. The notes sounded like they were from another world or something. Like they were not possible to be played on a guitar. It's pure improvised music, and it's so hot and amazing. And I was like, I like that sense of being spontaneous like that. My life took a turn at that moment. I was like, all right, this is it. I will dedicate my life developing that and studying Django. Django Reinhardt is a French gypsy who was born in 1910 and died in 1953. The term gypsy jazz, I'm not really too fond of it because it is something completely different. So I call it Django's music. And before Django's music, there was no such thing. Because the modern guitar, the guitar with steel string, arrives in the 20s. So Django is really the first one to take this instrument and take it to new heights. I really wanted to unlock the mysteries of Django's music. I was on a mission, you know, and I became very obsessed. I was able to meet a guy named Serge Krief, who is a great master. He doesn't play out too much, he doesn't record, he doesn't do anything, he's just a master. All he does is play guitar 15 hours a day in his apartment, and he's incredible. And I went there, and I started to study with the master. He would play guitar for a couple of hours in the morning, then he would cook chicken wings, so we would eat a pound of chicken wings each, and then we would go back to play for like 2 or 3 hours, you know? And basically, he was having me play rhythm, and he would play solos. And I would listen to him, and it was like a big part of my learning. But I had to meet the gypsies. You have to. There's these gypsy camps in north of Paris, and I used to go there maybe once or twice a week, and we would play from like morning until night, you know? I remember being like so well received, you know, like you arrive, they give you a coffee, a beer, like sit down, they put you in the shade with their chair, they stand in the sun because you're the musician, like very generous people. The whole camp was there, everyone was listening, they were calling for songs, can you play this one, can you play that one, you know? And so you just play and play and play and play and play. It's like the ancient way of learning. You have the vibe, because when you are in a gypsy camp, you have the vibe of the gypsy camp. This is something you cannot learn at school, you cannot learn in a book, it's not a technique, it's not something like that. It's the soul, the very soul of that music, you know? When I first arrived in the United States, it was August 11, 2000. I arrived with my bag and my guitar, and I barely spoke English, you know? And the first thing I did a couple of days later, or maybe the day after, you know, was to go to a Woody Allen Yahoo group. I was like, I need to be in a Woody Allen movie. I love Woody Allen movies, and I want my music to be in his movies because I have the feeling that it should be together, you know? I tried to find, like, how to play music for him. And, of course, like, I could not find any real information, you know? And after a few years here, I kind of, like, let go of that because, like, he's way too big and he's doing his thing. And then I remember my bass player gave my CD to his friend who was working with Woody Allen's editor. And one day I received an email from his producer. And she's like, Stefan, can you compose a song for the new movie? I cannot tell you the plot, but it's about Paris.
Can you picture how drop-dead gorgeous this city is in the rain? Imagine this town in the 20s, Paris in the 20s. In the rain, the artists and writers.
Why does every city have to be in the rain?
And she's like, Stéphane, can you write a song that would capture the soul of Paris? All these years of vocabulary, of learning, of working and stuff, it has to happen now. Now is the time, you know? I sat down and emptied my mind, and it came to me. I recorded a standard chord progression that we use in waltzes. And I came up with that melody and I recorded it. Within like 90 minutes, the song was recorded. Then I did a mix, I sent it, and that was it. Like 2 hours later, she had the song. And 2 hours later, she contacted me. She's like, that's great, it fits everywhere we want. I'm contacting your lawyer, we do the contract, and that's that. Bistro Fada is the theme I wrote for the Woody Allen movie, Midnight in Paris.
You've been wondering why I've been acting strange all day.
Yeah.
You're about to find out, and you're gonna wonder why I wasn't acting more strange when you find out. Trust me. I know,
Some people, they live in the shadow of Django. They like to wear the same shoes, wear a little mustache, learn the songs exactly, listen to Django and the guys playing Django only. And you have people who live in the light of Django. Okay, Django like took any kind of risk that he wanted. He had to express like something beautiful in his own way. He was open to any kind of music that was coming to him. And that's the path that I choose, you know? Like, use Django as a light rather than a shadow.
That was Stéphane Rombel talking about his idol, the jazz guitar player Django Reinhardt. That story was produced by Rhiannon Corby and Studio 360's Tommy Bazarian.